picture too often. But it helps keep our memory alive. It's not healthy, they say, to relive yesterday. But for me, it's a way to survive. I must cling to what's gone. If I'm to go on, I can't face the future. I've tried, and perhaps for the rest, looking back isn't best. But for me, it's a way to survive.
Chris Gaffney and Cold Hard Facts. Welcome back, Chris. Good to see you guys.
Thanks, Howard. Nice to be back.
Were you same band?
Same band.
Yes. Why don't you introduce the band so the audience knows who's doing what to who?
Tucker over there.
That didn't come out right, did it?
Tucker over there. Tucker Fleming playing drums. Wyman Reese on keyboards. My brother Greg Gaffney on bass. And Danny Yacht on lead guitar.
Uh-huh. Is that that a new song you opened with?
No, that's an old Ray Price tune.
Uh-huh. You just completed a new album, right?
Yes, we did, on High Tone.
When is it coming out?
We expect early June. Mm-hmm.
Title of the album?
Mi Vida Loca.
Which means?
My Crazy Life.
Uh-huh. I want you to do another song. We'll talk a little bit about that Spanish influence. Chris Gaffney and Cold Hard Facts. When somebody asks me what kind of music Chris Gaffney plays, I usually say Norteña-flavored country music. Is that a fair assessment?
That is a fair assessment. But Since I've seen you last, I have changed a bit. Uh-huh. I'm going to sell records this time.
Why do that?
I'm doing all Shenandoah Oak Ridge stuff. And,
where did that Norteña influence come from?
I'm an accordion player, so that's what you play.
In California.
Were you
in? I know you've lived various other places, right?
Uh-huh.
Were you into that kind of music then?
When I was mostly in the country. Mostly in the country.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was that last song yours, by the way?
Yes. That's coming out on our new album.
And the new album have exclusively Chris Gaffney songs?
No, I've written a couple with Dave Alvin.
Uh-huh. But it is Chris Gaffney.
Flavored. Yes.
Our guests are Chris Gaffney and Cold Hard Facts. You've lived other places. I think I read where you lived in Canada for a while.
Yes, I did. I lived in Toronto.
Was that... You weren't a Californian to begin with?
I was a Californian. Uh-huh. And I moved up there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Could I ask why? Or was that...
I went up there with my older brother. It seemed like fun at the time.
But you played music up there, too?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want to tell us about... what you played up there?
Yes, what I did play up there was I played in a duo. And we did a lot of folk and blues.
Uh-huh.
That was more or less... I played slide guitar then.
Were you writing songs then, too?
No, not at all. Not at all. I didn't start writing songs till probably about 77.
Uh-huh. Is there a role model for you as a songwriter?
Who's that guy in Restless Heart?
Oh, him.
No, not really. I like, right now I'm liking Jimmy Dale Gilmore, but, you know, this changes from day to day. There's a lot of good writers out there.
I have another song.
Okay. Here's one that is going to be on our new record called Now When the Wind Blows Out of Artesia, You Can't Smell 1965.
Car. It cost $125. He had dreams of the new showroom floor. He got Pete and Rosie, Santos and Richie, and headed straight for the old Holmes Cafe Wars. It was the best of all times in a hot dairy valley. We all rode faster in Georgie's new ride. And with Dee Dee singing, Expressway to Your Heart. Staying home would be just like suicide. Speeding down Carson or north to Alondra. Staying young might be staying alive. It's now when the wind blows from out of Artesia. You can't smell 1965. We flew by the old Metro State. He stopped taking names, got lost in the bums rush, and his love turned from violence to hate. He must have seen something, something you don't see. It all came with old Frank's passage of time. 'Cause now when the wind blows from out of Artesia, you can't smell 1965. We were speeding down Carson or north to Alondra. Staying young might be staying alive. 'Cause now when the wind blows from out of Artesia, you can't smell 1965. Now when the wind blows from out of Artesia, you can't smell 1965.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And good evening. We started off playing a piece of music that was composed by the well-known harpist that lived in Ireland during the 17th, 18th century. Thurlough Carlin was his name. And that piece is actually untitled, but some people call it Planxty Maggie Brown. We'll continue with two songs in Gaelic. The first one being titled An Cruiscín Lion, which would be the fool jug, and it was written by a man who is very fond of the jar, and he still wanted to be in the pub after there was no life in his body. And the second song is, in translation, it would sound like, well, is the Gaelic for it, and it's Cuckoo My Yellow Blackbird in English. Doesn't sound like much to me, but it's about an old fellow who marries a very young girl, and when a young fellow passes them by on the road, she looks behind him, and that's the end of his wife. So, yeah, we're on.
Jeffrey Shetu Sanidu Anoi Pansoru Krabo Free. Andor du du savi go jo hi so du brava fi Mon nyen tu shin lom nyen me ko la tu a pa lom de vi Ga vis na mani vis vis na mon chi so du brava fi Ki pa pa na mi shi pe shi go jo ya tu a pa lom de vi Ai shi shi na mani vis vis na mon chi so du brava fi Kis lan chi an prega me ke vi noi ki tu a pa lom de vi
with a song called Shul Roon, and it's about a young girl who's broken hearted because her lover had to go to France to fight in the French army. That's after leaving the siege of Limerick in the 17th century in Ireland, and they were known as the wild geese when they went to France. So she'd do anything to bring this lover back again, like dyeing her petticoats in red and going around the world begging and all that, but it didn't work. He never came back. The chorus is in Gaelic, and the verses, you'll understand, is in English. It's called Shul Roon.
Shoo go, sokira ke shoo go.
goddess Agaselmina is projected to a warning slam. I'll dye my petticoats and dye them red around the world.
Just fight. first before you cut them down. There's danger in most everything, that's all the better when it's not around. The last time that I had the sense to notice, you were right here being kind. So when I think that you are with me, then I know that you can always change your mind.
Congratulations on your Steady On album, your brand new album on Columbia. It's a really fine album.
Thank you.
Was it a long time in the making?
Relatively speaking, yes. In that it took me, I don't know, a few years to write the songs. You know, I'm not real prolific. But in terms of just being interested in getting a deal around those songs that I'd written and getting the deal and making the record, that really only took about a year, mm-hmm. You know.
Now, I first heard about Sean Colvin through the ubiquitous Richard Meyer, who came out here and from Fast Folk and kept raving about Sean Colvin.
Oh, that's great. That's so nice.
I know you live in New York, but you're not from New York, are you?
I'm not from there. I just live there. Yeah. Mm. No, I'm from South Dakota, and I also lived in Illinois. Went to high school there, so that's also a home place, you know. I lived in Texas, Austin, and I lived in the Bay Area, and then I moved to New York. But I've been there 8 years. It's where my friends are, a lot of my friends, you know, so I consider it home.
Did the music bring you to New York? Get you to New York?
Yes, indirectly. I wasn't that clear-headed when I moved to New York. I was wandering, both musically and spiritually, physically, mentally, in every way, and I was offered a job there by a guy that I knew from Texas who actually lives here now, a great singer named Buddy Miller. And I went and joined his band, which is a country band. And one thing led to another. Ultimately, I think I stayed because of the music, because there are so many great musicians there, because it's such a concentrated area, and you meet people rapidly, and at least I did. And, you know, it was there was momentum. It carried me, you know.
Buddy Miller, is that the guy that backs up Jim Lauderdale?
Yeah, yes.
I know Buddy.
He's a fantastic singer and guitar player. He's a very low-key man. He's so talented. And his wife, Julie Miller, she just finished making a record. She's fantastic as well. So.
Our guest is Sean Colvin. Was writing more important to you than performing, or was it just performing that got you up there?
Well, in the long term, performing was more important. It's something I've always been able to do and always have done. Writing is something I think it is more important ultimately because it's a deeper form of expression. It's more detailed. I always wanted to be a writer. My biggest idols were songwriters that I considered great. And I guess that my mental shortcoming was that I thought I was only allowed, I suppose, to do one or two things well, and I could sing and I could play, and and get up there and perform. And I thought, well, that's it. Don't push it, you know. And I got over that and really tried harder at writing, and I'm real glad I did. It's very rewarding. So right now, that's more important. You know, it's performing second nature. Just glad I can do it.
Our guest is Sharon Colvin. She records for Columbia. Her record's called Steady On, which is also a video, right?
Yeah, my friend here, Rick Litvin, sitting right here in our studio, is the director of it. And it should be done, well, I don't know when this can be broadcast. It should be out by the time people hear this, yeah.
How about another song?
Sure, give me a moment to tune. I don't need a moment to tune. Only one string needs... And we're set. I'm riding shotgun down the avalanche. Tumbling and falling down the avalanche. So be quiet tonight. Stars shine bright on this mountain of new fallen snow. But I will raise up my voice into the void. You have left me no way to go. I love you so much, and it's so bizarre. The mystery that goes on, on. This is the best thing and the very most hard. We don't get along. After countless appeals, we keep spinning our wheels on this mountain of new fallen snow. So I let go the catch and we are over the edge. You have left me nowhere to go. Riding shotgun down.
A new horizon. that way. The top that way too. I found my way through to her silence. Whoa, whoa, whoa. To her silence. Whoa, whoa. My heart was full of bitterness. So dark. So close to violence. Of spades turned upside down, and nothing beat in my hopeless chest. I could not detect a sound, but she would not let me rest. Bound to my silence, whoa, whoa, whoa. Bound to my silence. Attraction, the way it goes, the way it stays, and when she is far away, still I feel her here, ever since she made the day, lonely man disappeared into that silence.
Guest John Gorka, and that's one of the songs he recorded on his latest album called Jack's Crows on High Street Windham Hill Records.
Yeah.
Is that a proper way to call it High Street Windham Hill? Or?
I guess it's just High Street Records, and it's a division of Windham Hill. But I guess they wanted to get away from the kind of new age image, especially for the kind of music that's coming. They're putting on the High Street label, right. Which is singer-songwriters and things with words in it.
What a concept.
Yeah. I'm glad they're doing that.
This is your third album. Are there a lot of songs that... do you write songs now for an album, or are there a lot of songs around that you still want to record?
I've got some songs that I haven't gotten to in it either. I haven't gotten them in the recorded form that I like, or I just haven't gotten the chance to get them out. So right now, I've got enough songs for another record. I just don't know if it's an album.
Mm-hmm. Now, you toured last year with Midwinter's Eve. What was that called?
On a Winter's Night. Yeah, it was Christine Lavin's idea. And it was Christine and Patty Larkin, David Wilcox, and myself.
And that's going to go out again this year, right?
I think so, in some form or another. I think when I'm not doing it, David's going to do it, but I'm not exactly sure. I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I heard something about Cliff Eberhart.
And Cliff Eberhart's going to be, the new guy. Uh-huh. And the show that'll be fun because Cliff and I are friends and we've done things with the Fast Folk Musical Magazine shows in New York and in Boston, I think. Uh-huh. And so he's a fun guy.
Is it stimulating as a writer to be around other writers?
Yeah, that was really a lot of fun to do because I felt like on the Winter's Night show with what we were just talking about, I felt like there was something I could learn from everybody. On the stage there, and the format was everybody was on the stage at the same time for people who didn't see the show, and so there's some harmonies going on, and I paid a lot of I sat next to Patty Larkin for live, and she's a great guitar player. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to learn from that.
Apparently that
that performance, what would we call it, idea, has circulated around now, because the Canadian, there's a Canadian group of four singer-songwriters that are doing that.
Yeah, there's, the format was a little bit different, because that's the one with Farron and Connie Calvo and Stephen Fearing and James Keelahan. Yeah, I saw that show in Minneapolis. That was the last show, I guess, of that leg of the tour anyway. And they did separate sets, but they did some things together, and then they all finished up together.
And there was recently a tour with Katie Moffitt and Tom Russell and Dave Alvin and Steve Young, I guess.
Wow.
So they kind of copied that idea, too, a little bit.
It was a lot of fun. It was, I think they're also doing some shows at the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville.
Yeah.
Has been taking it kind of their songwriters showcase kind of thing out and to different places. And that's the way they did it, is in a kind of round robin way.
That's Amy Curlin.
Yeah.
I know her.
Yeah, I just played there a little while ago.
Is she still managing David Wilcox?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our guest is John Gorka, and let's talk a little more about his career, but how about another song?
Sure. Let's see. Maybe I'll do this one. This is from the last record. This is a work song. I guess folk music has work songs in it. This is from the terrible time in my life when I got a job. And I wrote it because I didn't know if I was going to have the time or the energy to do what I really wanted to do, which was play music. So I'd avoided getting a job for all my life up until that point, I guess, for at least a kind of a full-time job that didn't have a definite end period, like a summer job or something like that. So I took this job, and eventually I was fired from it, but I didn't know that when I wrote the song. It's called Land of the Bottom Line.
I couldn't bribe a wino on what I used to make. My fortune was as sure as the wind. I was free to wander, and time was on my hands. It was mine to burn and to bend. Freedom for freedom, call that an even scheme. Give me time to wander and time down to the land of the bottom line, to the bottom line. Then there came a chance to make some steady dough, bouncing up my alley to the door. You fill your clothes with keys and damned responsibilities, trading the maybe for the sure. Freedom for freedom, call that an even scheme. Give me time to wonder and to dream. I need the money. They'll take the time down to the land of the bottom line, to the bottom line. All I ever wanted was to be a kid and play, fighting waste, and I don't like waiting for a taste. Freedom for freedom, call that an even scheme. Give me time to wonder and to dream. I need the money, they'll take the time down to the land of the bottom line, to the bottom line.
For those people that join us late, our guest is John Hyatt. And John, we have about 5 minutes left. If you got a couple of songs, couple of ones, or you got one long one, one 5 minute one. Right. Did you read it? I was just looking over these quotes about you. I thought it was there was one. I wanted the audience to hear this one. Nashville's latest bizarro goes by the name of John Hyatt. The boy's an original, madder than a world already mad. I love it. I love it.
Obviously, the guy who wrote that is off the ball.
How do you feel about this? One guy compares you to Loudon Wainwright and Randy Newman.
Yeah, I've never heard of them. I don't know who they are. Doesn't bother me. One more song, okay. I'm trying to think of one to do. It'd be a good one to leave on. I know what I'll do.
Okay.
I'll do this one. This song right here. Let me do this one over here.
There's one over there.
Live in a closet with a baseball bat, man, ain't that crazy? Well, ain't that crazy? I've been gone too long with my head on wrong, ain't that crazy? I got a little woman in Tennessee, 49 others are waiting for me, man, ain't that crazy? Well, ain't that crazy? Well, too much love will make a man wear gloves, ain't that crazy? Well, I've been fishing in my bathtub. You just hit them on the head with a golf club. Yes, I've done it all without doing a thing. I've been around the world without leaving a ring. And all I got to sing is, ain't that crazy? Ba ba do ba do ba do ba do ba 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 ba. I don't wear shoes without my hair. Hell, I don't own no underwear, man, ain't that crazy? Well, ain't that crazy? Well, the stew ain't done, but I'm having fun, ain't that crazy? I don't like pickles, that's the truth. So you can just remove your pickle from off of my roof. Well, ain't that crazy? Well, ain't that crazy? You can bet your gherkins I don't like working. Ain't that crazy? Yeah, you can bet your gherkins I don't like working. Ain't that crazy? Yeah, you can bet your gherkins I don't like working. Ain't that crazy?
Crazy.
That's great.
John Hyatt.
John Hyatt, from recorded here at on the Sunday Night Folk Scene from March 26th of 1978. Start off with Sean Colvin.
I heard that.
real bad. That was really good. That was from KPFK Studios.
Sorry.
It's okay. From October 7th of 1982, and I must share with you.
Midnight at the Oasis. Send your camel to bed. Shadows painting our faces. Traces. A romance in our heads. Heaven's holding a half moon. Shining just for us. Let's slip off to a sand. A little dog.